Matthew loves to dig. And in his own words, doesn't mind if he gets dirty. In the middle of the winter storm we've experienced, he's gone out frequently to dig in the ice and the snow, so apparently he doesn't mind getting wet and cold either. Perhaps I'm older, but I have a much different strategy when it comes to dirt and to being cold and wet. My tendency is to avoid both. I recognize that it happens, but I organize my world around not being cold and wet. And that is how we tend to operate, spiritually speaking. We organize our world spiritually to avoid seeing our own sin. Our minds do all types of gymnastic feats to justify our actions. We tell ourselves we're just not that bad, or we're doing everything we can, but everyone messes up sometimes. Lent has begun. Ash Wednesday, ironically, snowed out for us, so we didn't have to come face to face with the ashes and the reminder of who we are. You see, Ash Wednesday is not just an important church ritual. It's not just another season on the church calendar like Christmas where we always do this because we've always done this. Ash Wednesday, actually the entire season of Lent, is an opportunity to get into the dirt, spiritually speaking. Ecclesiastes 3:20 says, "All go to one place, all are from dust, and all turn to dust again." Ash Wednesday can be a depressing service. Why? Because it reminds us we're not good enough. And the practice itself, the imposition of ashes, doesn't make you super spiritual. But it's a reminder of who we are. The dirt, the ashes, the imagery of Scripture, they remind us of who we are. In fact, Paul echoes Ecclesiastes in Romans 3:23 when he says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Our tendency is to think we're okay. If we go to church, keep some spiritual practices, and we do some charitable stuff, then God's okay with us. He would never condemn us the way he does this other person who steals or hurts somebody or does something. It's the exact same thought process as the Pharisee who looked at the tax collector, who said, "I am so glad that I am not like that sinner." The tax collector looked at God and said, "Have mercy on me, I am a sinner." The tax collector avoided the dirt and set his whole world around keeping spiritual practices to avoid the dirt. The tax collector got down in the dirt and said, "This is who I am. Have mercy on me." We've all fallen short. Our best efforts to stay above the dirt and be clean always fall short. This season of Lent gives us the opportunity to get down and dirty with God. Now, I'm not suggesting that we embrace sin or indulge in it and go for it. That's not what I mean. I'm suggesting that before God, we embrace how dirty and unable to clean ourselves up we are. I don't mind when Matthew gets completely muddy and nasty out in the yard, because I know there is always a bath. God does want you to avoid sin. Of course he does. And we should be striving to do so. But we cannot get into the mindset that we think we can be good enough or do more to earn love from God. In fact, not only the beauty of reminding us that we need to do this, that we need to practice this, that we need to come to God and go, "Yep, I'm dirty." But it's spiritually exhausting to not do so. It's spiritually exhausting to try to earn our way into God's good graces. And so Lent offers us an opportunity to rest spiritually. To sit before God, our Creator, and go, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I need you to rescue me. And we don't have to try to keep up appearances with God. We don't have to try to stay pretty. We don't have to try to stay above the fray. We can look Him in the eye and go, yes, this is how I've messed up. Yes, this is how I have fallen short of your glory. I need a bath. I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. I need the freedom of knowing that you will love me anyway. God wants you to avoid sin, but He doesn't want you to avoid Him because you sin. He wants you to come to Him and show Him just how dirty you are and just how unable to clean yourself up you are. The bath of His grace is always waiting. Gracious Father, we are so thankful for this season, not because we like to feel bad about ourselves, but because as we feel bad about ourselves, we recognize that you loved us anyway. That those of us who lied, those of us who have done wrong, those of us who have fallen short, those of us who don't even realize how much we fall short can embrace the fact that we do and that you love us anyway. Help us to bring our dirty selves to you for a spiritual bath and rest in your grace and your love and your mercy and in your peace. In Christ's name, amen. Hey, this is Pastor Charlie. Lent season is here and Easter is coming soon. And so our church has decided to read through the Gospels in the 40 days of Lent. And so we have a reading plan for that. And you can find it on our church website at first-umc.org. And if you're like me and you need a prompt, you can actually sign up there to have the passages that are to be read each day texted to you, sent to you by email to remind you to read each day. I hope you will join us in this practice as you seek God in the midst of this season. May you richly experience His gospel and join us in this season together.